Well, Jamie Insull, thank you very much for joining us. How's lockdown life treating you?
How are you, Webby? Okay. Yeah, it's definitely different. Lucky enough, I enjoy my own company, and I've got my 8-year-old son around me, which he's keeping me entertained most days. But yeah, I'm finding it okay. It's a bit different, but it's something that we've all got to do.
And I suppose that moment when it was clear that we were freezing the season must have been a very frustrating moment for you guys because, boy, were you on a roll all season.
Yeah, I suppose based on football terms, yeah, it is frustrating because, as you know, we're at the minute we're the form team in the league for the whole season. We were the form team for the month. We were the form team for the split. I think and TNS didn't have the best split. Bala's obviously improving and catching up with us, but we thought that no one could really stop us. Going into some of the games, I think we've lost two games the whole season in the league, and it's just crazy, really. And the two games we've lost for me is we've been absolutely robbed away at TNS with a penalty and a goal that should be easily allowed, which after the game the ref said he got wrong, and we've lost away at Druids where we've got a couple of people suspended. But that happens in a season. But for me, yeah, it's annoying because I think that we should be sat here now, maybe league champions and ready to celebrate, ready for the new season.
Do you think you would have finished it off that quickly? Do you think we genuinely would have been seeing you crowned as champions with games to spare?
I believe that the games that we would have had at the minute, I believe we could have been going to TNS needing to beat them. And if we beat them, could have won the league at their place. We don't get ahead of ourselves. Obviously, you know Andy Morrison yourself, he likes to secure Europe first and look above and whatnot. But the feeling is with six games to go, if you can't see that title in front of you and think, right, we're in a great position here, why can't we go and win it? And to be fair, I think this is probably one of the worst TNS sides to date. And that's no disrespect to some of the TNS players. I think that's a lot to do with the management at the moment, but that kind of speaks for itself. But we can only concentrate on what we're doing. And we believe we're in the right position to go and have a good chance at that league.
Is it that's interesting comment about it being the worst TNS season, because some people might say, and if you do go on to win it, if the season starts again and you do go on to win it, there will be people who will say, yeah, but they've won it when TNS are at their lowest point. Doesn't that sort of take away from you if people do feel that?
Well, let's be honest. If we do win the league, that's what people will be saying. We're not deluded. If we win the league, we're a hoofball side. We're these angry men. We never get the credit off a lot of people for the things that we do. But we know how good our change room is. We know we've got some terrific footballers who's played over 100, 200 games in the league, and you can't be average to go and do that and then come here and be classed as just a physical hoofball team, which has been very well documented. But I think we've got to get credit. Look at the teams we played this year and our home record. I think we've got the best goal difference, the less games lost. You just can't take away what we've done this year. But like I said, we take each game as we come, and fingers crossed that we can get back to it and prove to everyone why we're worthy winners if we do go on to win it.
Now, I'm sure over the season you've spoken to the guys that you play with who will have warned you at the start of the season how strong TNS are and whatever the challenge was for either you or any club to try and topple them. And here we are, possibly on the cusp of that happening. How are the guys who are a bit more long in the tooth with Connors Key feeling about this? This must be a moment that they perhaps at times didn't believe would happen.
Yeah, I think quite a lot of the senior lads, we've got some good senior pros in our ranks. Obviously, the last couple of years, they've been close in touching distance, and maybe it just hasn't worked out, or TNS has been very strong and gone on to be worthy winners. When I signed, my intentions is for the last 6, 7 years, even in non-league football, in the last 6, 7 years, I've won 5, 6 league titles in every club I've been at. So when I come here, I'll come here to win this league. If there was no about TNS, it was more about us. And I knew what I could bring to the side. So for me, that was maybe something that they were lacking last year a little bit. Maybe, obviously, Wilder's always got goals and Bax has always got goals, but they've never normally had like a proper number nine, someone that will get them rough and tumble goals. And that was something that the gaffer said they were missing. So when I turned up, I believe we can win the league. And right now, it's very achievable.
You know, one thing that sticks out for me was the massive unbeaten run. It took a long while for a team to take you out this season. And some people would say, yeah, but quite a lot of them were draws. And actually, if you're going to be a winning team, you need to win games in leagues. But yeah. the stability of 1 point sometimes gives you more confidence to get on three.
Yeah, I think one thing that we have in our dressing room at the minute is it's serious once we got on the pitch. But as soon as we're off the pitch or we finish training, our group chats, our WhatsApp chats, it's just abusing each other. And like that's just kind of the relationship we've got. But it's like we can take the mick out of each other. And if anyone else do, we kind of stand firm together. And I think that's something that the management's seen this year is the close-knit that we've got. When they say, look after your own man on the pitch, we seem to be a close-knit team. And I think the added of Craig Harrison this year, obviously for the first full season, obviously joined last year, and the gaffer's morals, I think it's all just gelling together. And I really, really honestly believe that this could be the start of something big for Connors Quay for the next 4 or 5 years.
Well, a lot was made when Craig joined, a man who has obviously had a heritage as number one, and how that relationship would work out. I know they've worked with each other in the past, so that may have helped. What has Craig brought as the extra head in that coaching team?
I think something that he's helped with massively, he takes 90% of the training sessions, and the gaffer obviously is there watching every training session, taking his notes. But I think the thing that Craig's brought in the most is his recruitment, him and the gaffer's recruitment. He rang me up. He tried to get me to TNS whilst I was at Hibernian. And obviously coming to the end of my ban, he rang me up and he's just said, can you come in? I know what you're like. I want you as a player. But the gaffer wanted to have a quick look at you. I think I was in training one day and the gaffer had me in the office just say, look, we need to get something on the table. And I obviously had a few offers in England, but the European pedigree and how nice, take the football away from it, how nice the two blokes are, how nice Andy Morrison is as a bloke and what a top bloke Craig Harrison is, who's done absolutely amazing things for me since I've been here. So foremost was they're actually generally nice guys, but then to put their knowledge on a piece of paper is just unbelievable, the things they've done in their career.
And before we go on to your time joining the club, let's stick with the here and now. The priority absolutely has to be that we have to get a healthy society. We have to concentrate on supporting those people who are saving lives right now in the NHS. Around the other leagues in the country, and you would have obviously had a very keen eye on how they've settled this in Scotland because of your previous work up there, that hasn't been roundly welcomed. What's your take on where we are with football in Wales, how we deal with this, and what happens if it's decided on a piece of paper and that piece of paper somehow gives it to TNS?
I know it's easily saying this now because Connors Quay sat comfortably top of the league, but I think it'd be an absolute disgrace to say we're scrapped the league and it's based on last year's terms, because that just literally throws all the hard work that Connors Quay's done this year to get into that position. Now, for me, the only fair solution is obviously you continue the league at any point. Like, I don't personally want to win the league on default. I don't personally want to stop now and be given the league title. That's something that I don't want. If that happens, so be it. But I wouldn't probably feel like a worthy winner, even though we are worthy winners. Now, for me, if it does stop now, you've got to go on a points-by-points basis or who's won the most since the season start. But I think it'd be absolutely a crisis in Welsh football if you just scrap the league. And then it's like a backward step for me in Welsh football for that to happen.
Do you worry that if it is done that way, and you, even if you get it by default and the title is given to you by default, you said it would take the momentum out of what you've achieved so far, and then it might actually put you a step backwards because you're still then going to go back out and prove that you can win on your own terms, and whether, you know, whether that could happen after two seasons?
Yeah, I think if you kind of, I know it's two different scenarios, but even if you compare it with the Premier League in England, if Liverpool win this title now by default, even though they were going to win the league pretty comfortably, you'll still have them people, them minor people who haven't got a clue about the game saying, well, you've won it by default. And that's with them being how far ahead they are. Now, we're 4 points clear. We've still got three games at home where arguably, for me, we would have won all three games maybe if that continues. That's our structure when we play our home games, is to win all the home games. And obviously, we got three hard away games. Now, if you had 12 games left, then maybe it's a bit more understandable. But when you've got six games left and the run that we're on and the form we're flying with the games to go, it's just ludicrous to think that anything else could happen apart from finishing the season.
Okay, let's move backwards then to a very successful season and started with a bang, a fantastic victory up at Kilmarnock. What was it like in that changing room the minute after you all walked in and won?
Oh, it was magical. I remember getting quite teary, if I'm honest. After the game, sitting there, and obviously after everything I've been through, I didn't think I'd get a feeling like that again, let alone the pedigree of the competition. I think everyone just looked at each other and they were just not in shock because we believed in ourselves, but I think it took a good week or two for it to sink in to know exactly what we've done, and this would go down as arguably probably one of the best results in Welsh football.
And does it have a special, is it too sweet to say it had a special meaning to you because of your past in Scotland?
Yeah, obviously when I went up to Hibs, I went on loan to League 2 and League 1 with East Fife. But I never had the chance to play in the Championship or never had a chance to play in the Prem against these players. And some of the players that were playing were Scottish internationals. Now, for me, I got quite a lot of stick that day playing against Kilmarnock, and when I come on in the 80th minute, the booze around the stadium was horrific. That's probably why I dealt with a lot of Twitter demons myself on social media. But yeah, I think I love my time in Scotland and I have a good heart, but there's always that what could have been up there maybe.
In terms of the team's performance, what was the motivator there? You know, let's extend the Scottish card. Andy, obviously Scottish. Was there a motivation there? I wonder if that comment that was made by the BBC Scotland reporters about the real surface, the round, the leg before, you know, a bobbly pitch, how are they going to cope on that? Whether you had that pinned up on the wall?
I know that we kind of all have a laugh, and I know a lot of you lot have a laugh about it as well. But whether we are playing Guildford away or Kilmarnock at home, the same preparation from Craig, Jay and Andy goes into each match. And I remember him turning around, and obviously when the draw was done, we, to be in Europe, for me, for the first time, the last thing I wanted to do was stay in the UK. I wanted to go abroad and play. And when he come in, the first thing he said to us is that this is a winnable game. Now, before I show you any clips, before I show you anything, you need to know this side is there for the taking and we're going to go and take it. And this was before a ball was kicked. And obviously you've watched the first game, where we were very unlucky to lose the home game, if I'm honest. I thought we put an absolute shift in. And then the second result was one of them mad things. But we believed, and everything the gaffer told us, we stood by him, and I think we got the outcome we deserved.
What's the weakness in this Connors Key Nomad side? I know you're not going to answer that, but I'm still going to ask it.
What's the weakness? I'm struggling to find a weakness. If there is a weakness, maybe it's we don't know how good we are at times. I think in the change room after, there's a lot of chat about if we're at it, we'd be too good for anyone. It's just making sure that consistency is there. A lot of the draws that we've got this year has been down to maybe not being at it, as the gaffer would say. As long as we're at it and we turn up and we give 100%, that, well, I think we could turn 95% of teams in this league over all the time. But maybe when we're not all hitting the heights, that's probably our only weakness. But that rarely happens with this group of players.
Jamie, I've got to ask your view on this league as an outsider. You know, obviously, Craig and Andy did a big charm number on you to persuade you that this was a club and a league to be involved in. We are 8 months down the line now. You've seen it all from, like you say, from Gillsfield or Abertillery even to... do we undersell this league? I mean, we always go on about how great it is and, you know, how people don't give us the credit we do. Or are we blinded and actually we're just an average league with average teams in it?
I think for me, the only downfall in the league is there's not enough full-time teams for me. I think if we had the revenue and a bit more money pumped into this league to get full-time teams, then I think it could be a much better league than what it is. You look at TNS and you look at Connors Quay. I've said it before. I honestly believe if you put this Connors Quay side in the conference, because of the way we play and obviously the players we've got as well, I believe we could hold our own in the conference. But I think this league has surprised me. Before I come here, I only knew of TNS, which is for obvious reasons. Come into Connors Quay, got sold a lot about the team. But it wasn't until I played in these games where any team in this league could beat anyone on their day. And that's not just saying it to big the league up. I think when you look at the results we've had this year, then we lose 2-0 away at Druids. Everyone just seems to can beat anyone on either day. And I think that's the exciting thing about this league. But that would be probably my only criticism, which is through no fault of the teams of the South, is if we could have tried to turn more part-time teams into full-time teams, I think it'd be a bit more exciting for the neutral, maybe.